It is neither your wealth nor your children which bring you closer to us even one jot. But those who believe and do good deeds, for them there will be double reward for their deeds, and in high mansion shall they live in peace. As for those who strive in opposing our revelations, they shall be brought for punishment. O Prophet, tell them, surely my Rabb gives abundantly to whom he pleases and sparingly to whom he wills. Whatever you spend in charity, he will pay you back. He is the best of those who provide sustenance. One day he will gather them all together and ask the angels, was it you that these people used to worship? They will respond, glory be to you, our tie is with you as a protector, not with them. But they used to worship the jinns, and it was them in whom most of these people believed. On that day, you will be helpless to profit or harm one another. To the wrongdoers, we shall say, taste the punishment of the fire which you persistently denied. Today, when our clear revelations are recited to them, they say, this man only wants to turn you away from those gods from whom your forefathers have been worshipping. Others say, this Quran is nothing but an invented falsehood. While yet others who deny the truth when it comes to them say, this is nothing but plain magic. In fact, neither had we given them books to study, nor had we sent to them any warner before you. Those who have gone before them also denied. These Arabs have not received one-tenth of what we had granted them. Yet, when they denied my Rasuls, see how terrible was my scourge.